FM.
Ooh, the essay premier. Coming on the show to face our questions. Look out, premier, because they're really coming in. It's Peter Malinowskis on SAFM. Peter Malinowskis.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Malinowskis.
Yeah. Yes. Into the studio here at SAFM on Franklin Street, and nothing smells better than a fresh premier.
Very fresh.
What are you, nearly 2 months in, mate? How's the job?
I'm really enjoying it, Cozzy.
Yep.
Yeah, it's full on, naturally. It's intense, but it's so much better than opposition because you've actually got your hands on the levers to be able to do a few things. And that brings with it an enormous amount of opportunity and responsibility, but I'm really enjoying it.
And mate, everybody's talking about COVID. I think we're handling it really well here in South Australia. I did see on the SA Health page that 440,000 South Australians have now had COVID.
That's a big number.
What's the next step?
Well, we're continuing to monitor the case numbers. We had a bit of a jump up yesterday, but we would expect that. But we're actually going better than what we reasonably thought we would be at this point, which I'm wrapped with, and I should touch wood. But obviously, we've still got a couple of restrictions in place. There's a lot of pressure on the hospital system, so we continue to monitor that and put in more resources. But basically what we did is we put on an extra 150 beds in really quick time, and those extra hospital beds mean more capacity in the system, which means less need for restrictions. But, you know, we've had almost 400 deaths now in South Australia, so there is a human toll here we've got to remember as well.
And obviously we know that the ambulance shortage is a big issue. It actually happened, Nicole, one of our team members, had a pretty grueling experience with her dad.
A week ago, I needed to call an ambulance for my father. We waited 6 hours until the ambulance arrived. We had 2 calls in that time from the call centre to check on his condition and how he was going. We were told it was a priority 5, but still a lights and sirens response as it was related to the brain. Why did we have to wait so long?
Yeah, look, those stories that Nicole just shared, you hear time and time again. So what we're doing is we're employing 350 extra ambulance officers. We're buying a lot more ambulances, the actual vehicles. Then, of course, we're building a whole lot more in terms of capacity around new stations. And that's going to take time to put into the system. I mentioned the state budget before. We've brought it forward so we can allocate that cash. So by July 1 next year, there'll be an extra 99 ambulances officers employed. And then it ramps up from there. Down at Flinders.
Don't use the word ramps.
Yeah, we're trying to avoid ramp, mate.
Yeah, I walked into that.
I think if you're going to employ 99 new ones, I would have just rounded up to 100.
No,
just get another one. Yeah, make it 100.
Where's that extra one? But I definitely walked into that. But down at Flinders, they actually are training a lot more paramedics than what have been taken on in the past. So finding those is actually easier than finding doctors.
And this would also take some time to fix. You can't rectify stuff like this really within months even.
No, this is going to take years. So take, for instance, one of our commitments is building a brand new facility at Mount Barker in terms of additional hospital beds. Currently, that's not scheduled to come online until 2027. So
I mean,
we're trying
God, Limo might not even be around then.
I'm entering my twilight years now, Peter.
You look a good mate.
Thank you. At least one person does. Federal election just 9 days away. You've been campaigning with Albo over the last week. How much fun is campaigning when you've already won?
Oh yeah.
I've got to say, winning makes everything a bit easier.
Yeah. Look, did you say stuff like, "I'll tell you what I did, mate"?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't need advice from me. He's been around the traps. He's been in politics a lot longer than I have. So, but I'm happy to help out any way I can. It's going to be a close election, I think. I'm wary about believing polls. So every vote counts, and I'll do my bit. But ultimately, it's up to the people of Australia.
Well, it looks like South Australia is looking very much a Labor state, according to recent polls.
Yeah, I'm reluctant to just jump to that conclusion. I think you've got to work hard for every vote. You've got to earn people's trust, and then you've got to deliver. Right. And I think the electorate is becoming less Liberal and Labor, and what they want to see is people who just do the job and act accordingly.
Well, I think the independents might have an impact in this election as well. We're doing Adelaide's Greatest at the moment, where we're trying to find our greatest cafe, bar, restaurant, takeaway place. Have you got a vote for us
on the pub front? The family, we love the Brompton, which is our local, but lately we've been getting into the Welly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
On Wellington Square. Yeah. There's something about the Welly. It's good in the summer because it opens up and looks over the grass. Yeah. And then in the winter, it's got that cozy, it's got carpet.
Right. Oh, yeah. Now, very fancy.
Well,
was pubs, that in the budget?
Well, but pubs with carpet these days are rare.
It's a dangerous choice as a publican, isn't it?
It is. It must be a lot of work.
Oh,
yeah, but I like it.
Yeah.
It smells like beer.
Yeah, but I think that brings with it authenticity.
A pub with carpet is okay. A nightclub with carpet? No. Oh. Disaster.
Yeah, not good.
Well, mate, thanks so much for coming in.
I appreciate it, guys.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Beck, Cozzy and Lebo. SAFM.